Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 279. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day. It's quite lucky that I'm here because when you texted me to say,
"Are you ready?"
I'm ready when you are, my first thought was, for what?
You're ready for what?
What's she talking about? What? Have I forgotten?
What are we getting ready to do?
So I'm here. Don't worry.
You are. I'm here. You are. It's good that you're here.
Yeah, because it would be really lonely by yourself.
It would be. I've done it a couple of times and it's just nowhere near as fun.
No. No one laughs at your jokes.
No one does because I've already heard it. And it's often I will do this. I'll say, and I find it's really good. And you're like, how did I not think of the word good? And that's what's going in your head. And you're like, just keep talking.
Yeah.
But you're also thinking about how silly you are.
And then the other part of your brain goes, could you not have thought of anything better than good?
Exactly. Oh, it's so dumb. I've got one of my favorite quizzes. We're going to have so much fun.
Oh, no, I'm worried.
Is it 50-50? No.
Okay.
No, it's, oh.
Don't tell me. Keep it a surprise.
It's a surprise. We've watched a lot of stuff
together, holding hands, eating popcorn from the same bowl. Occasionally we touched hands in the popcorn, but because we're sisters, it wasn't romantic. We just hit the other hand out of the way.
And then the popcorn went flying and then we got angry and threw tantrums and left. Yep.
Nobody ate the popcorn.
So that's a lesson to all parents. Never force your children to share popcorn. They have to have two separate bowls. Too small.
And as a parent, should have counted out those popcorn kernels.
It's got to be.
And it must be equal.
Exactly.
Because we will be counting.
We are counting.
Yeah.
3, 4. This one's a bit bigger.
This one's bigger.
I'll have it.
You know
that
why?
That was from my bowl.
Because while I was walking the bowls to you, I would have eaten from your bowl.
Yeah.
And then I would have given you the smaller one.
Yes. Yeah, well, same.
I speak from experience. You see, even with glasses of water, it doesn't make any sense. It's just water.
Oh, let's get into the news. I want to start off with Horizon Forbidden West.
Do it.
Because we all love Aloy. Burning Shores, the DLC for Forbidden West is out. Forbidden West is the second of the Aloy games from Guerrilla Games. And anyway, they've quietly announced that there's going to be a third.
Of course,
it was pretty obvious there was going to be, and there has been talk in the past of them saying this is a trilogy. It's a trilogy. And if you played till the end of the last game, you'll be like, it's
guaranteed.
Look, not sure about some characters. I don't want to give away too much. So it's simply because.
You're going to give it away because you haven't played the end of the second
game. You might be a bit confused. But I don't know how they're going to go about certain things because Lance Reddick is in it and they use his likeness and he suddenly passed away about a month ago.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting.
I find these companies, not just video game companies, but you know, even movies and TVs, they're really clever in the way that they navigate those situations.
Yeah, and maybe they do have the rights for his likeness. Mm-hmm. So maybe he has given his
enough.
Yeah, in his contract or his blessing or whatever, enough that they can even just
continue.
Get another actor who has a very similar voice and use that actor's facial expressions but map it over his face.
I mean, they might use AI technology that's out there and just construct it.
That's very true. So they said it was actually in a management reshuffle announcement on their website. This is from Guerrilla Games.
I was wondering when you said they – mentioned it quietly.
Yeah. Well, how? Yeah, they're like, they said, and I quote, "We have full confidence in our new leadership as they steer Gorilla towards a bright future, expanding on the world of Horizon with Aloy's next adventure."
Okay.
And an exciting online project. Now, that online project, I was having a little read through, and it looks like we're going to be getting a multiplayer Horizon game.
Oh, interesting.
That world is a big world.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah, and They went on to say Horizon is about mystery. Each of our stories has been about uncovering mysteries both in the old world and the present day, which is in the future, when the game takes place. They went on to say, indeed, there is plenty of backstory that we can tap into and develop new storylines and create new mysteries from what
we've already established. So that indicates that maybe they're just going to steer away from using that character again.
Well, maybe.
If they said they've got that many more backstories, you could just pick any character that you have encountered along the way.
Well, PlayStation's VR 2 headset, so their second generation, launched with a Horizon game.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with Aloy. Yeah. It's just in that world. So
interesting.
Yeah. It's a very popular game, very popular world. So very exciting to hear about that. In the meantime, there's always so many other things we can talk about. Are you ready to talk about something else?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, the New Zealanders are very... No. Netflix has had a chat with the Korean president.
And?
Well, the CEO of Netflix had a chat with the Korean president, and they then announced that $2.5 billion is what Netflix is going to spend on Korean content over the next 4 years.
Wow.
You think about it. What was it, 2020, I think?
Squid Games.
Squid Game. Yes. I mean, they've also had the Glory Physical 100 in there as well.
Even K-pop in itself.
Oh, my gosh.
And all the shows that
popular.
Could sprout off that.
Yeah.
Huge.
That's, ooh, yes.
Because Netflix are into their reality or into
their
docos.
They go really well. People like them. That's a good point. So that's really exciting. Now, I remember a few years ago, maybe during or just before the pandemic, it felt like there was quite a lot of Polish stuff, which was really good on there. And I hope that continues because there's some really good storytellers there. But, maybe Korea really is that sort of massive
market
which creates these TV shows and whatnot that Netflix are getting really good results from.
It makes you think how much stuff is out there in the Netflix catalog that we don't have access
your
to.
Your algorithm doesn't grab it
you're in the wrong region.
You just don't get it. Yeah. When I was in Japan, I did notice there was things that was offered, not just in Netflix, but Disney or Amazon or whatever. Yeah. It was offered quite different things. And I went to look up something and it said, that's not
there.
Yeah, I went, oh.
I had that years and years ago in Italy.
Yeah, right.
And Friends was on and I knew it wasn't on the Australian one.
Oh, right.
I was like, yes, I'm going to start from the beginning because, you know, I'm doing a lot of traveling. Yeah. I can just watch the episodes.
Yeah, relax and enjoy
them. And then when I got home, not there.
Damn. Damn. How far do you reckon you got through?
Oh, a couple of seasons.
Because there's a lot of episodes.
And what is funny is it was, I think, 3 years later that I went back to Italy.
Yeah.
Had forgotten that I had started watching Friends.
Oh,
and
was
so
it
when
still
I got there and I was like, oh, pick me back up in season three.
Well, I mean, you've already seen them. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not a massive surprise. Something that is a surprise for me, because I knew that they had made a new Ghostbusters movie. I think it was called Afterlife. I think. Anyway, Sony has announced at CinemaCon earlier this week that they are making a sequel to that because it did quite well.
Interesting.
$204 million at the box office, which Hollywood Reporter, I'm reading the article from there, said it's a strong number considering Hollywood was still emerging from the coronavirus pandemic and, you know, like the whole theater cinema thing was difficult. I haven't watched it yet. That's the one with
it.
The kids, you know, like one of the boys from Stranger Things is in it.
Yep.
They're going to make another one. It looks like it's the new generation.
Fun.
Yeah. So that's exciting and something to look forward to. And also it gives us time to watch.
The first one.
Yeah. The first of the new, you know what I'm saying.
Number five.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Russell Crowe has been having a chit chat about his Hollywood breakout film, which was Gladiator, And he said he almost walked away from it when he read the script and he thought it was absolute rubbish.
Is that not the most Australian thing ever?
Absolute rubbish.
That's rubbish.
He said, I wasn't confident. He said, the script, it was rubbish, absolute rubbish. It had all sorts of strange sequences. He said one of them was about chariots and how famous gladiators use certain types of chariots, and some famous gladiators had endorsement deals with products for olive oil and things like that. Oh, and that was all true, he said. But he said that's not going to ring true to a modern audience. And then I thought, yes, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. In the year 2000, mm-hmm. that's probably correct. However, since then, the internet has got a whole heap of influencers who are endorsed by olive oil. And that-
Yes. We like to be endorsed by really mundane things.
Ordinary.
But if they're willing to pay those advertising dollars.
Let's do it. So I thought, well, that whole
these influencers taking a selfie on a chariot.
Just, it makes sense
and
now.
And selfie is someone chiseling into a piece of stone.
How do you like and subscribe to that sort of thing? Do you chisel into it as well?
I think as you go past them, it's got to be a, you
know. Give them the thumbs up.
Hang on. Let me chisel in.
It meant so many different things back then.
You
meant you lived and
number.
Also people loved you. Yeah. Can I have a new bit of wood? Stone? Why?
Oh, God. I've run out of space.
Too popular. Far out. It's just so much. You know what? I've never actually watched Gladiator. I just can't be bothered.
I have, and I might be on Russell's bandwagon with rubbish.
Yeah, okay.
It was hype that made me go.
Yeah.
It was hype that would have made me go, oh, it's all right.
Did you go to the theatre to watch it?
Oh, probably.
Probably.
I don't know that I would have
sat there and watched it on TV.
No. I would not have borrowed the DVD.
There you go. You did go to the cinema then. Yeah, you went to the movies. There's a new film. There's a new film, a Robert De Niro film. Mm. I believe it's for Netflix. Anyway, they have done a bit of a cast release. Lizzie Kaplan.
Nice.
Jesse Plemons. Mm-hmm. Joan Allen. Connie Britton.
Oh.
These are a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's a conspiracy thriller.
Fun.
It's going to be – actually, I don't even think it's a film. I actually think it's a limited series now that I recall. And so it's about a young congresswoman that's Lizzie Kaplan. Yes. And she's trying to distance herself from her father's political legacy, generations. And then it's all of that kind of political conspiracy intrigue thriller. I think that cast.
Wait, is Robert De Niro in it?
I believe so.
Okay.
I reckon he must be her father.
Yeah, that's what I assume.
That's kind of what I'm taking from it. But I like all of those people.
Yeah. Connie Britton and her hair. That woman has the most beautiful hair.
Yeah, I'm actually
in Hollywood.
Just having a look at like the photograph that she, and her hair is
it's
voluminous.
Yes, and it's just got like effortless wave.
Looks like Jesse Plemons may have lost a bit of weight. He looks a lot slimmer in this photograph, and it's not an old photo, I don't think. Maybe he just went, you know what?
I got to compete. I've got to have something different from the hair.
Yeah, that's it. I reckon that might be enough news.
Okay.
Because I'm so excited about this quiz. I just want to get things out of the way. But it means we've also got to get out of the way of the wondrous excitement that is the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So I want to talk about the first thing that we've been watching, because we did literally watch it together.
Yes.
And we finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as good as everybody else said it was. And that is Beef on Netflix.
Yes. And I'm sure everyone listening finally you two have watched it.
Well, we did.
Yes.
But, it did take us a little while to get through it. I saw on the internet people really want Netflix to release the full long version of Stephen singing Is it Drive? Is that what it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, because he did such an amazing job.
Yeah, it was really good.
Now, I have seen him mainly in The Walking Dead.
Yes.
He was in it for quite a while as Glenn, and then he wasn't, as many people on that show were they not after. Survive. Yeah, they don't survive. But he did last for quite a while. So I knew him from that, but I knew that he went on to do really interesting, very brilliantly performed movies and mainly movies, I think. He went on to do a lot of films. And watching him in Beef, there was one scene where he's gone to church and it looks like he hasn't been for a while.
Yes.
And he's just there and suddenly he just slowly, quietly starts crying and then he can't stop. And it looks like the most realistic bit of acting performance I've ever seen, so much so that I felt awkward watching him.
Yeah.
I wanted to look away and give him his privacy. Yeah. What a performance.
He never once to me felt like a character.
No, he felt like a real person.
Yeah. And I was thinking about the two characters last night, actually. Mm. I mean, we finished it a few days ago, but I was still thinking about them. And I was sympathetic to him the whole way through because he was trying so hard to, I don't want to say do the right thing because he wasn't always doing the right thing, but to make it.
He's trying to make it.
He's trying to make it, and he's trying to make it on his own. And things, one thing after another after
sometimes
another.
Sometimes it is his fault.
It 100% a lot of the time was his fault. But I did feel sympathetic for him, whereas for Ali Wong's character, she had a lot of issues.
She did have a lot of issues.
And I really enjoyed watching her, but she needs a bit of therapy. Yeah. She's not coming back from any of that.
No. She really went a long way down a particular hole, rabbit warren.
Straight down.
Wombat hole. Yeah, she was she's very different to what I've seen her in, which is stand-up. And also that romantic comedy she did where Keanu was in it. And they're the only two things that I've seen her in. So
she's a phenomenal actress, though.
Yeah.
Is she not?
She was brilliant.
Phenomenal.
And both of them put everything into that.
Gosh, I hope they get nominated for something, anything. Because they were fantastic.
I reckon that is going to take every award next time the awards come out. It has to.
While there's a lot of quality out there, there's a lot of rubbish out there. And to have something of such caliber and interesting storylines and complex characters come through and then with really, really sophisticated actors playing those characters, it stands out. And no wonder people were saying, I finished it in a weekend. I couldn't stop.
That makes sense. That makes total sense. If he doesn't in the next few years win an Academy Award, I'm going to be shocked.
Yeah.
I think he's already been nominated for one, but this is
I'm a fan now. I'll be watching anything that he's in.
I think maybe even just going back through his back catalogue that isn't The Walking Dead might be worth it.
Yeah, I think so.
Enjoyable. Another thing that we watched together but separately that we didn't enjoy.
Oh, this was...
Okay. So
It was painful, and we did it for you.
Yeah.
Not you, Leah, because I made you watch it, but we did it for our listeners so that you don't have to.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we don't ever want you to suffer.
No. And it was the Kardashians season finale where Kourtney and Travis from Blink 182 get married, but...
Not once.
Not twice.
Three times.
Mm-hmm. They could have gone on for 12, he said, and I was like, oh, this is like, that's in the first 30 seconds.
Okay, so in the first 25 seconds, I was like, train wreck, these two are off their face and I hate them. What about you?
Yep. They were in Vegas, 2 a.m. after the Grammys, and they decided to get married by an Elvis impersonator who then said Chloe and Travis, and it yes. didn't occur to me, and I didn't know why they were laughing.
Oh, I was
just
like, away.
Oh, they're just really drunk. And then I realized, oh, she's not Chloe, she's Courtney, yeah. and that's what, yeah.
Look, Elvis is marrying the wrong sister.
And he just wanted it over and done with. He actually wanted them out.
He wanted them out.
He was really annoyed
by
them. And
he was being polite.
He was.
But he was like, I marry a lot of drunk people, and you two are the worst. Get out of my Whitechapel.
Really, really annoying. And then it flashes forward. And it's in black and white.
Oh, because it's arty.
Yeah, it's arty. Oh, so artistic. Because they produced it. The two of them produced this episode. It's gorgeous.
But it really, I wanted you to feel like it was kind of accidentally.
Oh my! Done? Oh, okay. So we need to talk about that. So, they're it's black and white. They're talking about how their three different weddings went, and then they're lying in bed. Of course.
I mean, why are they lying in bed to talk about their weddings?
Of course you would. That's what people
and they just kept
do.
Like sitting on each other's laps
and they're
in
like,
bed.
You we're having matcha. This is your second matcha, but this is my third. Yeah. Like matcha is a special drink that not
away,
millions
of
people
you.
Drink every single day for like just something to do. So
but
annoying.
Gosh, you two are so like amazing.
And then
healthy.
Somebody asked them, must have been the director or something. Well, probably it was a Kardashian. I don't know. And they said, how is there so much amazing footage? And
how,
they went, oh, it's just cobbled together. It's just like, yeah, like we just had like a videographer for all of it and for all of the weddings. And there was also a cameraman who was also filming it as well. And of course, you know, the TV show did it. And we had some drones as well that were taking scenes. So it was just
so
a production.
It
was just a production.
Booked everybody to come because you knew you wanted to make a show of it because, of course, you do. You're a Kardashian. You don't do anything without getting paid for it.
That mother.
Yeah.
Oh, she better gear.
She would be the worst out
of
all of them.
I think so.
Yeah.
And it makes me.
Okay. So this is bad. When Kim Kardashian appears to be one of the more normal out of the group, it tells you something, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the two younger sisters where I think one of them said nothing.
You just saw her walking at one point.
And then the other one maybe made a comment. That's it. That's all they said. And that was quite nice.
They did well.
But the mother was just egotistic, self-centered.
She cut off Travis's son at a dinner when he stood up to make a speech to the couple. She just started talking over the top of him. And then when Chloe said, oh, he's trying to make a speech, she didn't say sorry. She didn't look or
she
acknowledge
didn't even
him.
Turn around.
She was just like, I was just talking.
I didn't know
whatever.
He wanted
How would
to.
I know?
It
was like,
God, find some manners. Go away.
Oh, what a brilliantly horrible show.
It was painful.
And that was only one episode. We only watched one episode.
But look, let's look at silver lining.
Okay.
There is some beautiful drone footage of Italy. Dolce & Gabbana's house in Portofino, I think it was.
Yes, it was.
Stunning. Mm. Absolutely beautiful. But Italy is always beautiful.
Yeah, without the Kardashians.
Probably much, much better without the Kardashians.
So
never. Don't watch it.
No,
don't. We did you the service so you don't have to.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome. Don't make us ever do it again.
I'm going to change up the topic a fair bit because I'm going to talk about another thing that I watched. It was only four episodes. It was on Disney Plus, and it was Restaurants at the End of the World, hosted by Kristen Kish.
Nice.
From Top Chef. She's won once, I think. Trying to think, has she been in an All-Stars?
I think she was in an All-Stars.
I can't remember, but she goes to four different chefs places, which are really out of the way. One sort of like in the Amazon. Another one is.
Are they all fine dining, very exclusive restaurants?
No.
Okay.
One is, so it's right up on the Arctic Circle. Yeah. And it's actually in an old radio station.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And the chef there, he's from the Netherlands and he's there and the boss, the owner,
yeah,
wants him to make something that is as adventurous as the people who would end up
come
going
all the way there.
So he, yeah, he just makes some of the wildest stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Some of it didn't go down well.
Okay.
But the boss was there and she was like, I was really glad that you made it.
Yeah.
Because I think people would enjoy trying it. She said, but I didn't like it. But
okay.
She said, but that's just me.
That's honest.
And Kristen's there helping him out as well. Just
what
four
a good
episodes.
Experience for her.
I know. She was having the best time and sometimes the worst time.
Okay.
Just having to do things that were a little bit extreme, yep. Like foraging for food when okay. there's polar bears, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather not die
kind,
today.
That kind of thing. I really enjoyed it, except it got a bit formulaic, and I noticed it within the first episode where the chef goes, oh, can you help me forage for something?
Yeah.
And so she has to abseil down a waterfall for watercress. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's planted there.
Yeah.
That's, and then, you know, the chef will go, oh, I've got a great idea. I'll make this dish. And then to camera later on, she goes, I was a bit nervous about how the audience,
diners
would take this. And you're like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
You were totally on board with
it. Yeah.
So that bit was a little bit annoying, but she's really fun. She's nice. She's very talented.
Yes.
And I would like to see more of this kind of show from
okay.
her. Yeah. What about you? What else did you watch?
I watched a show called The Unusual Suspects.
Oh.
Yeah. It was great. I really, really enjoyed it. So it's an Australian production.
Okay.
And it has some big names in there. Now, some of these big names are not even huge characters. Some
really?
Are, some aren't. But I'm talking Miranda Otto.
Oh, yeah.
Peter O'Brien. Anya Dumlau. Matt Day. List just goes on and on and on and on.
These are, yeah.
So it's set in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. And for people who don't know Sydney very well, that is where the wealthiest Australians essentially
and sometimes
live.
The trendiest.
Yeah. It's where Bondi Beach is.
Yeah.
But this is not the Bondi part. This is like Point Piper, that sort of area.
Yeah, right.
Like the wealthy.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, it follows a few key women and some are self-made businesswomen, some are the women who work for those women. And during a children's birthday party, a multi-million dollar necklace, now I'm talking $16 million, necklace goes missing, it's stolen. And the big question is, how does this group of women who come from really different cultures, different walks of life, different socioeconomic status, how are they involved in this jewelry heist? And what, I guess, lengths do they go to make sure that justice is served?
Wow, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was only four episodes as well. So when you said that other one was four episodes, it was great.
Yeah,
really,
right.
Really fun.
Four episodes is a nice amount.
It's a really nice amount. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
And I would say get onto it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a quick side note about Australian stuff. I saw that at work something is going to be filmed. I don't want to say too much because I don't.
Yeah.
And then I went, I'll just have Google.
Yeah.
And I saw the cast and I went, no, I'm not going to be there on that day. I really want to be
you
there.
You should just accidentally turn up for the wrong shift at work.
Yeah, maybe I should. Oh, yeah.
Ask someone to switch.
Yeah, can you? Why? Oh, no reason.
I'm just going to be sick on the other day.
Yeah. I could feel it happening. Yeah. Oh, okay. So that was Unusual Suspect.
Unusual Suspect.
On Netflix. Okay, fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, are you ready for the quiz?
I don't know. Am I?
This, I haven't got a name for it yet. So instead, I'm going to sing. Are you ready? Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na. Quotes.
From Beverly Hills 90210?
Yes.
Oh my God, Marnie would do so much better at this than me.
She's going to get it. I hope she listens.
She's going to get it. She'll be like, ah.
Yeah,
tiny.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So they're all main characters.
Okay. Oh God, I feel the pressure.
First day of school, strange city, new house, no friends. I'm psyched. So it's got to be one of the
it's
two,
one
right?
It's one of the twins. Now, Brandon was always a little bit more optimistic. So it's Brenda. No. Brandon.
Yeah, because he's psyched.
Well, I thought the way you said it was
see,
a bit.
I haven't watched it for a long time, so I was just reading it in my own
and
interpretation.
It was a bit sarcastic, like, I'm psyched.
Maybe I was being Chandler. Could I be more psyched?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, how embarrassing. I'm wearing both contacts on the same eye.
Donna Martin?
Yes.
She's an idiot.
She is an idiot.
I mean, endearing.
She graduates, but...
Only because everybody protests.
Okay, this is two people. I'm going to read out a scene.
Okay. Oh, God.
And it's two people. Hi. Hi. I thought that was you, but didn't your hair used to be a little different? Yes, no, well, maybe just a little bit. I hate this color, if that's what you can call it. Like, it's color. I'll continue. It's not that bad. If one more person says that, it's not that bad. Don't all you guys out there have a thing for blondes? I mean, that's what you told Kelly. Blondes, brunettes, redheads, girls in tank tops. But if you really hate that colour, I have a friend who does hair and he owes me a favour. Well, I don't really hate the colour, but maybe I could still go and see him for a second opinion or something, don't you think? No problem. I like your butt. I mean, your bike. Oh, well, thank you. Hop on my bike, that is.
It's Dylan and Brenda.
Yes. What a great interaction. Yep. A lot of fun. Okay, so just one person. If 4 out of 10 marriages end in divorce and Kelly's mum's been divorced 3 times and David's dad's been divorced once, then they've already beaten the odds. Between them both, they've been divorced 4 times. This marriage is going to last forever.
Oh.
Who would be into statistics?
Well, Andrea's really? She
Andrea
was interested
Zuckerman,
in
she
their
was
marriage?
Interested enough.
Okay.
But she would have been at the wedding because everybody in the cast was at that wedding.
Because if you did get married, you would invite all of your teenage children's friends.
Whether you know them or not.
And maybe even their parents. Yeah,
probably.
You know, in Beverly Hills, you've got to extend that guest list.
That's a good point. Okay, this is two people.
Okay. I really like the two people.
Me too. I get to perform. It's great. Can I say something? Can I say something, please? No, you cannot say something. Don't say a word. I've finished listening to what you have to say. Do you understand me? No, I don't understand you. I don't understand anything.
Is that Brenda?
It's Brenda.
Because Brenda's so annoying. I never liked her. I never liked her. And who is talking to her? Brandon?
No.
Her dad.
Her dad, Jim.
Her dad.
Jim.
Well, I mean, because Brandon kind of was heading towards the I'm a lecturer
oh, yeah.
as well.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he?
Even
like
at
he's
a very
turn
young
into
age.
Jim.
Yeah, he was going to be Jim. Okay, final one, two characters. Okay. I don't look too much like Madonna. Well, I don't know. It depends on what Madonna looks like this week. Topical, because Madonna is always changing her outfits.
Donna.
No.
Who?
It's Cindy saying, I don't look too much like Madonna. And Brenda going, well, I don't know. It depends on what Madonna looks like this week.
I don't
remember
that
at all.
Any recollection of that.
I wonder if it's like a Halloween thing.
Yeah, okay.
Halloween special or something.
I can't imagine Cindy Walsh dressing
knowing who
up as
Madonna is.
Was she dressed as Madonna?
Or maybe it was one of those, you know, when she would be in the kitchen cutting vegetables and Brandon would come in and eat something off the chopping board and like the dad would be sitting there
doing nothing. Not helping.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Because he worked really hard that day.
And then maybe Brenda came in and said some quip and then Brandon put his arm around someone because that's what he always used to do. He'd always put his arm around everybody.
Which always made me feel that was more Jason Priestley.
Yeah.
Actual Brandon
thinks so.
That's what Jason Priestley would do.
Yeah, that's what he
You'd
does.
Be in a cast meeting and he'd be like, hey. You'd be in wardrobe and he'd be like, hey,
g'day.
How was your Wednesday? It's like, good.
Thank you. Oh, it was all wonderful. See, I told you it was going to be
a good one.
Yeah,
it was a good one.
That was a good one. It was good fun. So on that note, thank you very much.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.